Now, let me say this. When you understand that, you'll understand what a speaking spirit is. Can I get into that? Yeah, Lord. Now, we've been dealing a lot with that, but I got some revelation on the speaking spirit. God said, let us make man. He breathed in the nostrils, and man became a living soul. Let me read that Genesis 2:7. Actually, in the Hebrew, it said that man became a speaking spirit. Speak, spirit. What is God? A speaking spirit. You got to understand what Adam, you ever thought what Adam looked like when God formed his body out of the dust of the ground? He was a gray, lifeless mass of dirt. If you look in the original Hebrew, God formed him out of one block of dirt. A big, beautiful white piece of marble was given to Michelangelo. And he created the La Pietà. It's in the Vatican. I was in the Vatican. Oh, the Lord blessed me the other day. The Pope was there. So I got to go to one of the Pope's services. It was great. I thought, Lord, God, I didn't know the Pope was going to be here. That was great. Man, I thought, glory to God, the Pope's here. I said, Kathy, the Pope's here. She said, man, the Lord blessed us, Jesse. So we saw him in person, listened to him talk. Seemed like a sweet, precious man. All the cardinals there, you know. They're the ones in red. But he's in white. And the other one's in black. A couple of purple, a little lavender. But the white and the red's where the power is. So it's all when they gave Michelangelo, and if you anybody ever been to the Vatican, have you seen the La Pietà? Is that amazing? It looks like Mary's Jesus. It's marble. It was the most amazing thing you ever seen in your life. It's priceless. They asked him how he did it. Oh, he said, oh, simple. I just took away the excess. That's a speaking spirit. Speak, spirit. It took only the anointing of God to do that. Now watch this. When he created Adam, you know what Adam looked like? He was a mannequin. He was just dirt. That's what he was. Nothing in him. Like a mannequin. Formed out of dust. And God took him by the nose and did this. He didn't breathe in his mouth. He breathed in his nostrils. If he'd breathed in his mouth, it'd have been CPR. Come on, Adam. Come on, Adam. He wasn't trying to get him to breathe. He was giving him breath of life. And Adam did this. Came alive. And God said, speak, spirit! Created the express image of God. Now you can understand. See, the translators had a problem with Psalms 8. What is man that thou art mindful of him? God bless you. What is son of man that thou art mindful of him? What is man that thou art mindful of him and the son of man that thou visited him? Man and the son of man are in the same verse, Psalms 8. Thou hast made him a little lower. Oh, Lord. Then they wouldn't translate it the way it was put. They said, oh, no, man, they're going to kill us. It's called heresy. So we're going to say, thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. But he doesn't say that. It says this, thou hast made him a little lower than God. You know why? Because, see, mankind is a speaking spirit. Do you know we're the only species on the earth that can destroy it? Only a spirit can destroy this planet. A gorilla can't. So you didn't evolve from one. A whale can't, a lion can't, an elephant can't, a giraffe can't, a leopard can't. It can't happen. No animal can destroy this planet, not even the dinosaurs. But a man can, because he's been given dominion over all the works of God, because he's a speaking spirit. That's why God said, if you would say to that mountain, say something, boy, speak, spirit. And that was Adam, like a mannequin. And when God breathed, he went, hey, he could have created the whole race, but he didn't. He made two women, a man and a woman made two people and said, y'all create. Speaking, don't tell me a woman can't preach. See, you don't know what's wrong with men. They look at a woman as a sexual object to be conquered. Let me help you out, ladies. Now, you are a speaking spirit made in the image of God. You can talk like a man. Talk like God. Speak, spirit. Listen, man, you got no sense about God. You know where all his artwork came from? God. God was a sculpture. He sculptured Adam out of the dirt. Just like Michelangelo sculptured the La Pietà out of marble. But what happens is it's a statue. But when God finished, he breathed life. All of a sudden, Adam opens his eyes. He's a speaking spirit. Are you ready for this? But God didn't quit forming stuff out the dust. He created all kinds of animals. But he didn't know what it was. What is that? I have no idea what that is. Artists do that all the time. What am I trying? What's coming out of me? I can tell y'all don't believe me. Look at y'all going. You want me to prove it? How many of y'all want me to prove it to you? God made animals and didn't have that. Far as I did what they were. You want me to prove it to you? Tell me the book of Genesis chapter 2. I'll show you something. You think I'm joking? I'll show you something right now. Oh, Lord, let me finish this tonight. If you get ready, if you finish before I do, you can go home. Let me finish this real quick. Genesis chapter 2. God made a horse and didn't have that foggiest idea what a horse was. Made a horse out the dirt, standing there like a mannequin. Look at me, like you. Had no idea what it was. He just sculptured it. You don't believe me? I'll reprove it to you. Genesis chapter 2, verse 19. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them. Look at me. Look at me. He didn't walk them. He didn't fly them. He brought them. Watch me. Pick it up. Bring it over there. He brought them. Watch this. Unto Adam to see what he would call them. He didn't know what it was. He just made something. He said, what do you think that is, Adam? Adam's a speaking spirit. He said, that's a horse. Hey, Adam. Do you know that they were not alive when he brought them? He didn't walk them. He brought them. They were just like Adam was. Adam was created in the image of God. He was a speaking spirit like God is. Let me show you. Let me just show you. If you don't believe me, watch this. This will bless you. Watch it. And out of the ground, verse 19, Lord God formed every beast of the field, every fowl of the air, brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every what? Living. They weren't alive. They were just like him, formed out of the dust of the ground. And God looked at Adam and said, speak, spirit, what you gonna call that? That's a horse. He brought them. He didn't walk them. He didn't fly them. He brought them. He picked them up and brought them. And he named 500,000 species. And life came into them. And he gave you creative ability. And he says, produce life. Look at your Bible. And what he called them, every living, they were just like Adam. Mannequins, formed. God didn't know what they were. Eagle, fly like an eagle. Mm-hmm. A giraffe. Ooh, what's that, Lord? Looked like you just put parts on that one. That's a wildebeest. That's the leftovers. That animal looked like he is a species of all kinds. Short, long nose, short ears, funny looking tail, weird looking body. See, people thought that the animals came in the ark two by two. Heard that? That's not true. The unclean animals came two by two. God's an environmentalist. He's not even going to kill the unclean ones. The clean animals came in by sevens. You never hear that part, do you? Why? Because the devil wants you to manifest on the unclean. Go read your Bible. You'll find out that the clean animals came in by sevens. The unclean came in by two. Then they were not even alive. When he spoke, speak, spirit. Pow! Species life. Because he had life in him. Just like he said, Adam, do what I do. That's why I give you dominion. That's why we're the only species on the earth that can destroy the planet. Can't you see that? Because we're speaking spirits.